Welcome to the Apex Church podcast. Thanks for listening and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to check out our website at www.apexchurch.org.uk and let us know you've been listening. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
Well, good morning, friends, and thank you again for the opportunity to be able to come and just share something from God's Word with you today. But before we get to that and from the outset of our time together, can I just take the opportunity of saying on behalf of myself and of my family a huge thank you to one and to all of Apex family, to all you who have been watching, for your prayers, for your words of support, for your encouragement, for just those practical things that people have been doing and being able to support us over the past 9 months or so. It's been such a blessing to be on the receiving end of, and we will be eternally grateful for what one and all has been doing as part of that. So a big thank you to you all. It's a journey that, as you know, that I'm now on. Thankfully, we're in a place that everything is looking positive. And thanks be to God for what he has been doing and for the prayers that are being answered and continue to be answered as we work through this season. Hey, if I can be a help or a support to anybody from the experiences that I've been going through here, please feel free to get in touch because I'll be more than happy to be able to share and hopefully to be able to encourage you in some way as you walk maybe walking through a similar journey than what I was. So a massive thank you to you all. It's been so much appreciated. Hopefully I'll get the opportunity to speak to everyone individually and pass on my comments, but in the meantime, thank you to you all for everything that you have been doing. Well, it's a blessing to be able to be here today and to continue the series on Refuel. The series that we are looking at over the summer period, the holiday period, the holidays have started. Can you believe that here we are and we're in the middle of summer holidays already again? It's fantastic to be able to be there. But we are taking the time to look at Refuel and look at the whole theme of fueling our faith in God's faithfulness. You know, it's so important that in a time, in a world that we live in, that we can refuel our lives with so many things, but so many of these things can be short-lived. They can't have the full effect, and they don't have the full effect. And more times than enough, they just lead to that sense of feeling empty and needing to be refueled again. It's so important for us to be connected to the right thing and to be filling our lives, to be filling our spirits with the right thing. And I just wanted to share with you today just a few thoughts from God's Word as we look at God's faithfulness with us. But before we come to that, I was just thinking about the time of year and thinking that this week we are going away to be celebrating Scottish Week again. You know, I cannot believe it's a year that's gone on since last year, and here we are at that moment already and preparing for Scottish Week. I wonder what your memories are of Scottish Week. What are the parts that you enjoy? Is it the raft race? Is it watching the red arrows? Is it like last year where we had the parachute display team doing their stuff? Is it that sense of community when everybody is together, wherever the event is taking place? I remember last year that Thursday night or that night when there was the red arrows and everybody was at the Lido watching the red arrows. And then after that, everybody was walking down the South Road and there was so much enjoyment, so much fun that was going on. And then was able to join watching the parachute display team. It was an incredible evening. And I'm sure it's one that we will look forward to enjoying this year again. Maybe you enjoy the Saturday where we have got the parade that goes through the middle of the street and there's all the fun that go on with the parade. So much fun, so much to enjoy. You know, as a youngster, I remember back to one of the things that I used to look forward to in Scottish Week, and one of the things that I used to take part in was the window spotting competition. When you bought your programme and there was a wee number on the back, and you spent a whole Saturday walking around Peterhead looking in shop windows to see if your number was attached to something that you would maybe win. I remember looking at the sports shops thinking, is that football going to be mine this year? No, it wasn't. Is it going to be the badminton racket with the new fancy material that it was made of? No, it wasn't. I would then go up to Woolies, which is now Iceland, and used to look in the window and think, is this going to be the year I'm going to get a gift voucher or something for a CD from the shelf? So much fun and so many things to enjoy. I didn't win and still haven't won anything with the window spotting competition, but I hope that you maybe have. And hey, this year you'll maybe win something as you are going around enjoying that. But you know, with Scottish Week, we get our programmes, or as we nowadays, it's online, it's on Facebook or social media. We can get the programmes and we can look at the list of things that are going to be happening during the week. But you know, unless we get involved, unless we actually go to these events or get to a place where we can enjoy these events, you don't feel part of it. And you know, all of these things are great and they're fantastic and so much fun when you're there. But if you look at the program and just say, oh, this is happening tonight, and then turn and watch something else on the TV, you don't become part of it. You kind of identify with what went on at that time. It's so important that if you're wanting to enjoy this week or want to enjoy that time, you've got to get involved. You've got to be part of it. You've got to want to be part of it. And I'm sure that this week, this Scottish Week, is going to be a great time. And I can only encourage you to be there. And hey, as a church, as Apex Church family, if we find or if we see any of the event organisers, let's say a big thank you to them for the time and the effort and the countless hours that they will undoubtedly have put in to organising and making all the arrangements for this event to happen for us here in Peterhead. It's a great time. It's a fun time. But why do I say that? The reason I say that is speak about that today. It's an introduction to what I'm going to be speaking about today. Because we can know about Scottish Week. We can know the things that are happening from here and from others. Or we can experience it ourselves by being there and experiencing the event that takes place. And you know, it's the same with God's Word. When we read God's Word and we read the Bible, we can look and we can know the things that are happening. We can hear about the things that happen in God's Word from other people, or we can read it, we can apply it to our lives, and it becomes real. It becomes personal. And it's so important for us to do that. When we think about refueling, if we are plugging, if we are connecting with God through His Word, friends, it is going to be a blessing that's going to keep on coming. And it's so important for us to recognize. If we want to know about God's faithfulness, we've got to learn about it. We've got to see it beginning to happen in our lives. I'll share with you just towards the end of our time together this morning, just something of an experience that I had in the journey that I've been on this past while. But I'll come to that later on. What I wanted to touch on today was reading from the book of Psalms. Now, when we look at the book of Psalms, to give some context to the book of Psalms, many writers contributed to what we now recognize as the Psalms in our Bibles. It was written at a time when there was so much things going on, a lot of chaos, there was wars, there was so much things happening. And we find so many times when we look through the Psalms that the writer is almost pouring out their emotions, almost pouring out an emotional cry of how they felt at that time. But at the end of the psalm, and it's a part that I think so much of us enjoy, you come to the end of a particular psalm, and then there is that point where just the name of God is lifted high, and He is praised and glorified for what He has done. You know, as I've been going through the health journey this past while, and I've already spoken about the comments and the messages that we were and have been receiving, I look back in many of those, and so many times people were sending psalms to us because they were words of encouragement. They were words that we can identify with. It's words that we can apply to our lives. So I wanted to share with you today a psalm, and it is Psalm number 46. So if you've got your Bibles, if you've got your phones or your iPads, take the time to look it up and to read it and really to take in what Psalms 46 is saying to you. It might be a familiar one. To some, it's maybe not familiar, but you'll maybe, as we go through and read this together, you'll maybe identify with some of the words that are mentioned. It reads this: God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. The Lord God is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought in the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow. He shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. It's a psalm that I have read so many times. It's a psalm that I've shared with so many people to try and encourage. It's a psalm that over this past wee while has meant so much to me and to my family. But I'm not here to speak about me. I'm here to speak about God. I'm here to speak about God's faithfulness. I'm here to speak about God's goodness. And you know, I'm here to speak about the reality of who God is. Remember what I said earlier? Who God is? You know, sometimes we can read books. If I was to ask the question, who is God? If we was to ask anybody, who is God? They may give us an answer like, oh, it's somebody you read about in the Bible. But God is so much more than that. We read in the opening passage, the opening words of this passage, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. It gives us just a wee insight into the character of God, our Heavenly Father. You know, over the past few days, we've all experienced the lovely weather that there's been. You see, people dressed for the summer, going out enjoying the beautiful day. Then all of a sudden, there's a torrential downpour of rain, and you see everybody running for cover and running for shelter. But they'll run anywhere as long as they can find that place of shelter. In times of trouble, God is our refuge. God is our shelter. It's so important for us to recognize that today. It's so important for us to go beyond the point of just not knowing who God is, but really knowing who God is. Understanding that God and his character, God, our Heavenly Father, what he wants to do for people like you, for people like me. It's an amazing thought, isn't it? Our Heavenly Father cares for you. He cares for me. Doesn't matter what we're going through, what kind of day that we are having, God wants to be part of our journey. God wants us to turn to him. God wants us to turn to him in the good days and the bad days. He wants us to understand that he is there. He is our refuge and strength. He wants us to turn to him. But you know, as we move through the passage, I love just the thought as we move into verse 4. Again, the previous verses speak about the mountains falling, the chaos and everything that can go on, and the chaos that was going on and described at this time. But then we come to those words, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. I don't know what images that conjures up in your mind, in your head, but when you think about a stream flowing, a stream makes its own way, a way that is almost predestined for it. But you know, that stream can bring life. That stream can bring hope. It can bring healing. I remember last year, my daughter getting married, and there was a river run round the back of the hotel where she got married at. And the day before, it was blistering heat, and everybody was just looking at the river so longingly, saying, we want to go into that river. We want the refreshing, or the refreshness of that river can bring. A river is such a pleasant thing. But you know, it's not just a river we're speaking about here. It's rivers of grace. It's rivers of mercy. Our Heavenly Father, who has already said that he's our refuge and strength in times of trouble, he's sent to us here and reminding, it's almost, or given that reminder of his Son that he gave to this earth, he gave to us. His Son who came and did an incredible work. He, over 3 years, he ministered on this earth. And then he went to the cross, again, for people like you and people like me. His grace and mercy extends to us all. He wants to have that relationship. So we want to come to that place of just not knowing who he is, but really knowing who he is. And he wants to have that relationship with you and with me. And then we come to that part where it says, come and see what the Lord has done. Friends, we can look at God's word and we can see in so many places the evidence of what he has done. His love for his people, his love for people like you and people like me. It's so evident everywhere we turn. Come and see what the Lord has done. You know, there's almost an invitation in those words right away for us all to just come to that point of refueling, just to be reminded once more of what our Lord has done, to allow us to look at his faithfulness, to allow us to look at his hand at work, to allow us to look and sense his Spirit in our lives, showing us and revealing to us what he has done. He is a good, good Father. He's so faithfulness. His goodness is just incredible. His blessings that he pours on us day by day are unnumbered and can't be counted. Our God is inviting us to come and see what he has done. And then those closing verses that we have there. Be still and know that I am God. Probably the verse that so many of us can identify with, because it's normally the verse that gets shared with us when things are going on. Can we just hang in that thought for a few moments? What does it mean to be still? When everything is going on in life, what does it mean to be still? It maybe sounds an obvious question, but we don't always act in an obvious way. Sometimes we just need to be still. Sometimes we need to take time out of the day just to take those moments to just still our hearts before our Heavenly Father. You know, that verse is almost inviting us, or it is inviting us. There's an action. It's asking us, be still. If we take that step, if we make that action, if we take that step forward and we get to that place where we be still, we know that he is God. You know, sometimes we need to stop whatever is going on in our life. We need to stop all the influences that are happening. We need to take that time to be alone with our Heavenly Father. Friends, I don't know what's going on in your life just now, good or bad, but you know there's this invitation. Come and see what the Lord has done. But when we do it, let us be still and know that He is God. As we've looked through this passage, we can see who God is. There's that sense of knowing who God is because we see and we hear of how the psalmist has described God at work at that time. And then we come to that part at the end, knowing who God is personally. You know, when we come to know God personally, that is when we really sense and all this just becomes even more alive. I spoke earlier about just an occasion that I went through or an experience that I had recently, and it's only one that I'm going to share with you today. Now, when I was in the hospital very on, when I was just before I was going to wait to start treatment, I remember sitting in the hospital ward and I was watching on my iPad a wee media clip from a guy called J. John, an incredible minister who shares in so many ways. But at the end of the conference that he was presenting at the time, he and his wife came up to pray. And he invited for people who wanted to become Christians to put up their hand to come to the front, and then he would pray for them. I remember sitting watching it thinking, what an incredible moment, because you could see people just at that time, they were coming to that point, being still, knowing who God was. They were inviting Jesus into their life. They were come to that point of understanding more about that river whose streams make glad the city of God. They were getting that personal experience. They were starting a new and personal journey. But I remember J. John then saying, let's continue our prayer. Is there anybody who would like healing? I was sitting in a hospital. Of course, it was an opportunity for me to respond. And at that night, I prayed that prayer along with J. John and his wife. And I remember him saying at the end, look for the tangible moments. Look for the tangible things of how God is going to answer your prayer. You might need to go on a journey, but God will answer those prayers. The following morning, I'll never forget what happened. There was a gentleman came in and did what he needed to do. He turned to me and says, goodbye, Stephen. I'll see you later. God bless. To which I replied, can I ask why you said that? I don't know to this day who was more surprised. Him, because I had asked the question, or me, because he had turned and looked at me and said, yeah, it's you. I thought, what's me? I sat and looked at him, and he looked at me for a few moments. And then he came over, he says, let me explain. He says, I was woken up this morning with an incredible sense that when I came into hospital today, that I had to share with a Christian who had just arrived in hospital and just share something from God's word to encourage that person. That person I know is you. He looked at me, he says, is it okay if I pray for you? Well, of course, why wouldn't I ask for that to happen? He put his hand on me and he started to pray. And in that moment, there was just this incredible sense of a fresh revelation of who God was. He prayed over me. He prayed over that situation. And I remember sitting, at one point he spoke in tongues. And all that I could hear was when he came to the part and he said, Stephen, Exodus chapter 3, God wants you to know about Exodus chapter 3. I was sitting in the seat thinking, well, tell me, what is it about Exodus chapter 3? Then I was reminded about the passage about Moses standing in front of the burning bush. That moment when he stood in front of the bush that was burning and he was hearing that voice, he had to take that time to be still and know who was God, because God was speaking to him in the here or at that point. You know, as you move through that passage, there is a part where Moses asks God the question, after God gave him so many instructions to lead his people from where they were at. And Moses asks the question, who do I say to them sent me? And God says to him, just tell them that I am sent you. That was all they needed because they knew who God was. And God in that moment was displaying his sovereignty. He was sharing that his people would know who he was. And there was that moment when Moses took that on and then he went back to his people and he said, I am sent. It's the I am who sent me. You know, in that moment, I was sitting in the hospital and there was just this incredible sense of God saying to me, I was going to go on a journey, but the I am was with me. My Heavenly Father was going to be with me every step of the way. It didn't matter what I was going to face in the journey that lay ahead. He was going to be with me because he is a good, good Father. He is faithful and his goodness always shines through. Friends, you've maybe sitting listening to my voice or watching this today. And you maybe come to the point where you think, you know, I've heard the stories of God. I've heard people sharing those stories of God and of Jesus, but I don't have that personal relationship that you're speaking about. You know, today could be the day of your salvation. Friends, all that you need to do is open your heart and just pray a simple prayer and just ask Jesus to come into your life. The Bible says that he is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. He was sent to this world, he was sent to this earth to pay the price, to allow God's grace and mercy to be poured out on a cross for people like you and people like me, that relationship with God could be established. So friends, I just want to ask you just now, if that is you, I just want you to close your eyes and just open your heart and just pray these simple words along with me. Because if you pray these simple words, Jesus will come into your heart today. And that journey with Jesus and that journey with God will start right away. So can we pray? And just follow me in this prayer. And just pray, dear Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for all the wrong things that I have done. I'm sorry for the sin that is in my life. But I come before you and just ask that you would come into my heart. Come and take your place. For we ask it in your name. Amen. Friends, I trust that as we've worked through this, there is a sense that God's Spirit has been with you. There is a sense that you can be still and know that he is God. Because only by doing that can we truly be refueled and fill our lives with God's faithfulness and see God's faithfulness in incredible ways. Because in that, our faith will grow. We'll be right back.